just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Friday, July 25th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to have a history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour from 10 to 11, talking about gridlock, either in Washington and or Lansing, specific history. Gridlock situations, especially when it comes to the budget. I asked Pastor Chatfield to do a little history lesson for us, create a lesson plan to discuss it, so we can understand the dynamics of what's about to happen in Washington as well as Lansing, especially Lansing. As we've been covering and talking about the budget process ever since New Year's Day, basically, January 1st, when the Republicans took back the House majority, took the gavel away from the Democrats, handed the gavel to now Speaker Matt Hall and his 58 Republican caucus. 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats, make up the 110 state representatives in Lansing based on population. We have an opportunity, if the Republicans stand strong, to cut the budget. Very similar to what President Trump and the Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate have going on. Passing his one big beautiful bill, as well as $9 billion in rescission budget cuts. And we're told more are coming. This is just the first wave of cuts that they're working on. Well, the problem is Lansing doesn't have a controlling bicameral situation going on like they do in Washington. Washington, they have a very slim majority in the House, very slim majority in the Senate. If you have the two rhino senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, if they vote no, it requires Vice President J.D. Vance to come in and break the tie. Gridlocked at 50-50, well, he comes in, sides with the Republicans, and it passes with one vote. In Lansing, we don't have that. The senators in Lansing are controlled by a one-seat Democrat majority. 19-18. It's exactly why Governor Gretchen Whitmer will not call for a special election to fill the vacant 35th state senate district seat. She knows that a Republican will win that and then they'll have gridlock in the Senate. And she'll have to deal with that for the remainder of her governorship. So we're going to talk about that in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. But more importantly, more breaking news coming out of Washington, connecting the dots and hearing testimony of what the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has referred to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, and the U.S. Justice Department. Barack Obama absolutely created the Russia hoax and tasked his agency directors to validate it. We're going to play a clip from Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of this first hour here on this Friday. Kind of interesting situation happening
every single
right now.
One of us.
And I'm going to tee this up. This is a news interview that Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, did with Fox News. after she released and declassified over 100 documents, specifically outlining the evidence, the absolute proof that President Barack Hussein Obama absolutely created the Russia hoax and then tasked his directors of intelligence, Director of National Intelligence, the FBI director, the CIA director, and many others, to validate his hoax that he created against Donald Trump, that Donald Trump colluded with Vladimir Putin in the 2016 election to defeat Hillary Clinton. They were cyber hacks of the ballots, the whole story. She's laying it out very clearly. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Is important to every single one of us as Americans. This is not a partisan issue. It has to do with the integrity and the strength of our democratic republic. And it lays out this over 100 documents that you're referencing that I released, declassified and released, spells out in great detail exactly what happens when you have some of the most powerful people in our country directly leading at the helm, President Obama and his senior most national security cabinet, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper and Susan Rice and others, essentially making a very intentional decision to create this manufactured, politicized piece of intelligence with the objective of subverting the will of the American people, who in November of 2016 delivered a historic victory to President Trump, defeating Hillary Clinton. And President Obama and his team, their goal was to essentially not accept the decision of the American people, and to use this manufactured, politicized intelligence as a means to enact what would become essentially a years-long coup against President Trump. You have gone into great detail over these years of what the effects of this document and this decision have resulted in. Obviously, a years-long Mueller investigation that cost taxpayers almost $40 million, two congressional impeachments, endless smears and attacks against not only President Trump, but his family. He had senior members of his team who were investigated, some arrested and jailed. We had heightened and increased tensions between the United States and Russia. The list goes on and on about the consequences of President Obama and his senior cabinet members politicizing intelligence once again, and I say these words very clearly, to enact what was essentially a years-long coup subverting the will of the American people in that election in November. Now, you referenced this president's daily brief document that was drafted for President Obama in early December that reaffirmed what the intelligence community professionals, as you say, had been assessing for the previous 6 months leading up to the election, which was that Russia neither had the intent nor capability to essentially hack the outcome of the U.S. election. As you said, President Obama's political appointees pulled that document before it could be published, and it has not been published until we released it today. And the very next day after they pulled that document, President Obama called a National Security Council cabinet meeting to discuss how Russia interfered with the election. Again, this is the first
this week is of December 9th,
President
right?
Trump had already won, correct.
This is the December 9th meeting.
That's exactly right. The December 9th meeting, we declassified and released what they call the summary of conclusions from that meeting. Then DNI James Clapper took the lead on what President Obama wanted done, and which was essentially create a document that tells us not if, but how Russia interfered with the election. President Obama delivered the conclusion that he wanted the intelligence community to reach and directed them to find and essentially create and manufacture the intelligence to support the conclusion that President Obama wanted to deliver to the American people. Once that document was drafted, the deep state kicked into gear and did what they usually do. They started leaking this classified information out to their friends at the Washington Post and others who are working hand in glove with the deep state to lay the groundwork for the assessment that they eventually released that served as the basis once again for this years-long coup with the goal of trying to subvert the American people's will and usurp President Trump from being able to deliver on the mandate that the American people gave to him when they chose to elect him as President of the United States.
So you had career intel people that came to a conclusion that, in fact, Russia did not interfere, that it had no impact, and they didn't like the assessment, and they have this meeting with President Obama at the time, and they make the decision, a very conscious decision, to pervert real intelligence, turn it into phony intelligence. But also simultaneously, something else was happening. And James Comey, for example, was warned about the Russian disinformation dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. He was warned not to trust it, but it became the bulk of information for not one but four separate FISA warrants, ruined Carter Page's life, but also backdoored an ability for them to spy on President Trump, candidate Trump, and transition team Trump. Nobody was ever held accountable for that either. Now, to me, it sounds like you have appointed powerful bureaucrats that just flat out created a narrative that was false to undermine a duly elected president. Now, if that's not a grand conspiracy, I don't know what would be. You see crimes here.
I do, Sean, and I'm referring all of these documents that we have found and uncovered, referring them to the Department of Justice for further investigation, accountability, and action, not just investigation, but action. Accountability has to take place. The American people's ability to have faith and trust in the integrity of our democratic republic is literally what's at stake, and therefore the future of our ability to exist as the country that we know it. This accountability is critical to make sure that this never happens again. Exposing the truth and naming those who are responsible should drive that accountability that has to take place. I just want to mention quickly, Sean, you mentioned the Steele dossier. That plays a critical role in these documents that we released, specifically because James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan, they all knew that the Steele dossier was discredited at this point. It's not something any intelligence professional looked to as something that could be referenced or should be referenced in any intelligence assessment whatsoever. I know that there were professionals who were told include the Steele dossier in this January Obama-directed manufactured piece of intelligence, and they protested to people like John Brennan and James Clapper. They were shocked that it would even be considered. The Steele dossier was used in this manufactured assessment that President Obama directed be created, along with many other pieces of intelligence that the intelligence community itself, for months leading up to the election, said this is not credible and should not be used at all.
Should not be used at all. Because of December 9th security meeting where Barack Hussein Obama directed John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and others to provide him with a security assessment report that he could leak out to the legacy corporate fake news media in Washington, starting with the Washington Compost, then the New York Slimes, and all their other media puppets, CNN, MSNBC, they all started talking with the same exact talking points. They chose to do this to a duly elected president who won the November election, started doing this basically a month later, December 9th, carrying it until the first week in January, just 2 weeks then before the January 20th, 2017 inauguration, swearing in, where Barack Hussein Obama, Michelle Obama, were walked out of the White House by then President Donald Trump and his wife, Melania Trump and escorting them out to the helicopter to fly off into the sunset, knowing full well that he had already put into motion all the necessary chaos to cause not one but two congressional impeachment proceedings, a vote by the Democrats with Nancy Pelosi as speaker to impeach him, but also General Michael Flynn, who that very day on January 20th, after the inauguration, shortly thereafter met without an attorney two FBI agents. James Comey bragged about the fact that they were such newbies to Washington that he just called up Michael Flynn and said, hey, can we have a sit down with you? Sure, come on over. Without representation, without knowing any intent of what they were trying to do, they put Michael Flynn through an investigation, charged him with basically lying to FBI agents, prosecuted him. He lost his house. He lost everything in his legal defense, only to be pardoned by President Trump because he was an innocent man. This whole thing, all of that, along with, like Tulsi Gabbard said, tensions between Russia and President Trump, all of the things that was going on during that time, during his first term in office, was a direct result of Barack Hussein Obama and his cohorts. Sean Hannity interviewing Tulsi Gabbard last night, guess what? They have the evidence. They know the facts. They have gone into the files. They have found everything and have given it over to Pam Bondi, the attorney general. Now, again, it's going to come down to the United States Supreme Court's opinion that a president, while in office, cannot be criminally charged with anything. However, there is a caveat, a carve-out, unless it has to do with treason. And is this an example of treason, where Barack Hussein Obama and his cohorts, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and others, all colluded to basically commit treason against a duly elected president before he took office? It's going to be an interesting legal case. I believe if she does the right thing, Bondi will at least investigate and come to the conclusion that charges for treason should be brought against former President Barack Hussein Obama and let the trial begin. Put it in front of a jury, give him his day in court, give him the opportunity to present a defense, and let it all be televised on national TV. The entire trial, where the American people can see the evidence against and his defense. And then let's see what the jury decides. Criminal charges need to be brought. We're sick and tired of this two-tier justice system. Democrats walk away, Republicans go to jail. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.